Still interested in leveling off the proceeds of stolen copper. Life is going to be much harder after new legislation came into effect that lays down the jail terms longer than those served by killers. The Criminal Matters Amendments Act came into force on Tuesday, creating far harsher sentencing and bail conditions for people who damage infrastructure for services such as transport, power, water, and communication. The law creates a new term, damaging infrastructure, that disrupts the provision of essential services, whether public or privately owned. Though making specific reference to copper theft, the new law also makes provision for people to be charged with tampering with basic services infrastructure. We discussed this new legislation with consultant Pitman Rousseau. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. How will the new legislation change the way courts will deal with copper theft?
The basics of the legislation is that it brings proportionality between the crime and the punishment.
Okay.
In the past, if you were to steal a copper theft, you know, a copper piece of wire that's worth 50 rand, you won't really be prosecuted for it because there's no value in it. But what this law does is it recognizes the broader damage you inflict on the economy.
So this is an important development in terms of how it's going to be heard. Why the need to create harsher sentences when copper theft especially causes damage to infrastructure? What was the rationale behind this?
I think it's a way to get many of these hardened criminals out of circulation. Because as I said, if that criminal gets bail or gets a life sentence, they will go back into the field and they commit the crime again. And of course, inflict heavy damage on the South African economy. So the thinking is, again, that's just that proportionality and striking a blow against those sophisticated criminal elements.
The new law was seriously fast-tracked. It took only months to reach the National Assembly. Is that a sign of the concerns of these types of crimes and its impact on the economy?
Yes, but I do know that the law has been in discussion for several years. So it's not a new concept entirely. I'm happy that the legislator, that there's political will behind it to push it through, and it shows that a lot can be done when private sector and government work together. But they're certainly not born out of nothing. There's several years of work that has gone into it.
It sounds harsh to send a copper thief to jail for anything between 3 years and a maximum of 30 years.
It does sound harsh, but remember the impact that a single incident of copper theft might have on lives. I mean, if you steal a piece of copper, you're likely to shut down a factory or a place of business for several days. You can even shut down emergency services and hospitals and put people's lives at risk. So it's about giving context to the crime of copper theft and saying this is linking the direct crime to the broader impact.
Yes, now, can you put us into perspective? For example, should a thief steal copper theft that is only 50 rand, what you spoke about, what will the damage be on the economy as it stands?
It's difficult to quantify, but, you know, it can be anything. It can be that someone's house is without electricity, so that's a burden, but that's not really an economic impact, we can call it. But on the other hand, we can have someone who steals a piece of copper and again, closes down a factory, and maybe if that factory is busy with a chemical process, it can hurt the machinery, it can hurt the plant, it can cause industrial accidents. And that's the whole point of copper theft, and I think why the sentencing is so broad is to recognize that a single incident of copper theft can have such a broad impact on the economy.
Do you believe this will stop copper thieves?
No, I don't think it will stop it. But it does give more power to the people who are trying to stop it, and that's a good thing.
We appreciate your time this morning, Pitman. Sure. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Yes, so that is the discussion that we've been having this morning with regards to copper thieves, and they're getting harsher sentences than those that kill people. Now, I'd like to read to you a variety of comments that have come through from listeners on this issue. Someone says, I think a killer should be, in all honesty and justice, be given a longer term than a copper thief. Another one says, all crime should have harsh punishments. Crime is wrong for the really poor people. They are the ones that suffer in the correctional system. The wealthy are able to evade the system. Another one says, I think it's really not fair and not justice. What is this country coming to? Furthermore, another one states, it certainly shows that value we as a country, it's not values that can sustain the growth of South Africa. Yes, our infrastructure is important, maintaining the efficiency of the country. More important is the safety and lives of citizens, not a copper wire. Another one says that, I really appreciate this because this copper thieves, they cause so much inconvenience, especially to the sick and those that may be critical. And this one, I'm not sure if you'll agree with this, says when a person is killed and a handful of people suffer, but cable thefts affect the entire nation. That's the difference. Someone's saying that, Molana, all laws in South Africa are just on paper these days, while politicians and police are both corrupt. I doubt any law will ever be implemented effectively. Welcome to Kufristan. Financial loss is more important than life loss. Don't make sense. Ultimately, damage of infrastructure, many lives. The country will never move forward if we continue to damage what we already have. Maybe harsher sentences or murder should be implemented, like death penalty. Another one says that this is a prime example of how things are given more value than lives. The punishment should fit the crime. It makes better sense that those who burn, damage, destroy infrastructure are enlisted to fix the mess they made, instead of languishing in jail where everything is found and where they have no benefit to anyone. Then, things like this is possible in a country where the president is blocking fraud charges of years and political pressure rules the justice system. Another one says that if the president is approving Dacha, then you must know the evil that takes place in the country. Justice should be fair and any crime. Like the words of wisdom of President Mandela, who said, South Africa will never be free until Palestine will be free. We as citizens of the country can see our country, South Africa, is not really free of apartheid until people instill love for each other. My dua is, Ya Allah, free Palestine, grant ease to the difficulties of South Africans. I think the crime of killing is much worse, and then says, justice left in the dark. So those are some of the comments that have come through on this issue.
Sabahu Muslim is brought to you by Shiraz Auto. For all your Mercedes-Benz sales, services and parts requirements, call us on 011-213-1100. Still using rusty old wheelbarrows? No, no, no. Get a Trojan trolley from Trojan Trolleys and Casters. It's powerful, it's strong, it's reliable. Trojan Trolleys and Casters, manufacturers and importers of trolleys, casters, wheels, ladders and more. Now boasting an all-new range of products, bringing you the best deals for 30 years. We deliver nationwide. Visit trojantrolleys.co.za or call 011-334-2590. Trojan Trolleys and Casters. We keep Africa rolling.
Hikmatullawam Pilgrim Services offers you great Umrah specials for May and Ramadan 2016, with May packages from only 11,600 Rand to 20,250 Rand per person, including flights and Ramadan packages at affordable prices. Contact our Johannesburg office on 011-852-8551, the Durban office on 031-207-4410, and Cape Town on 021-633-8113. Khidmatul Awam, your preferred Hajj and Umrah service provider.
It's time to get more for your money by getting all your essentials for less this week at Pick and Pay. Maggi, 2-minute noodles assorted, 73 gram, buy any 5 for 15 Rand. Golden Cloud, cake wheat flour, 2.5 kilo, 18 Rand 90. Tastic, long grain parboiled rice, 5 kilo, 47 Rand 90. Pick and Pay no name, extra large eggs, 30s for 39 Rand 90. Sunlight, dishwashing liquid assorted, 750 ml, 18 Rand 90. Get more for less at Pick and Pay. Prices valid 2nd to the 5th of June 2016.
The World Charity Organization is a charity working in Palestine.